The minister who kept the Southern Baptists conservative, whom Billy Graham called the best preacher I ever heard anywhere, is dead at the age of 92. Dr. W. A. Criswell was pastor emeritus of the First Baptist Church of Dallas and twice the president of the Southern Baptist Convention. Having long opposed racial integration of the church, he changed his view of that issue in the 1960s. But to more moderate Southern Baptists, he remained the voice of fundamentalism, who railed against things liberal.
All of the Christian schools called Baptist in the North, all of them have been lost, all of them. And because of the inroads of liberalism and secularism, what we have done, we have taken the great sanctified Baptist doctrine of the priesthood of the believer and made it to cover every damnable heresy that mind could imagine. It's a tragedy.
Dr. W. A. Criswell in 1985. Gloria Cowan is director of the W. A. Criswell Foundation. She's on the phone with us in Dallas. We've heard the sound of Reverend Criswell. Can you provide a bit of the picture for us that would go with it?
He was larger than life, very trim, particularly as a young man. As he aged, he had beautiful white hair, had a deep voice that was indeed a preacher's voice from the very beginning. We have information from his sisters that when he was born on a Sunday morning, he came out screaming, and they knew then he had the makings of a preacher.
Now, in terms of the debate that was raging within or among Baptists, Reverend Criswell was the heart and soul of conservatism.
That is correct. He has always maintained that the Bible was inerrant and infallible, and that every story in the Bible could be believed, whether that would be Jonah, or whether that would be any of the other information and stories that God reveals to us in Scripture. If it was in the Bible, then he believed it.
Literally, then, a man named Jonah was swallowed by a large fish and was inside the belly of the fish for a while.
That is correct.
No question.
God is capable of anything. He was one of very few at that time who held that position. However, he was very strong in that and was influential in his sermon that he preached in 1988 entitled The Curse of Liberalism in San Antonio, Texas, to 40,000 people and turning the convention to a conservative mode of which it is today.
And we actually do have a brief excerpt from that very sermon, The Curse of Liberalism.
May I speak on the curse of liberalism? Because of the opprobrious epithet liberal, today they call themselves moderates. A skunk by any other name still stinks.
Dr. Criswell, during his 92 years, lived during a time when the world became increasingly more secular. People became increasingly more skeptical about religious dogma, and he was pushing in the opposite direction. What did he make of the world around him?
Well, Dr. Criswell made of the world around him what the Bible made, and Dr. Criswell believed in the power of God's Word to speak to us. And so while that may not have been what we as those in his congregation wanted to hear, or if that was not the popular trend of today, he still unashamedly preached that word from God's Bible. And that's what his love was. He loved to preach. I can remember one time my husband and I were on the road with him. I believe it was in Tennessee. And he was to speak on a Sunday morning at an 11 o'clock service. And the time had changed, so we had had breakfast with him and taken him back to his room, and he called us 45 minutes later, and he said, "Are you ready to go?" And I said, "Dr. Criswell, we can go to the church now, but it'll be an hour and 15 minutes before you're to preach. I said, now, if you really are ready to preach, we'll just go down to the lobby and we'll gather some people and you can preach down here. And he was really ready to do that. He just loved to preach God's word.
Well, Gloria Cowan, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Delightful, Robert. Thank you.
Gloria Cowan, director of the W.A. Criswell Foundation, spoke to us from Dallas, Texas.